My personal usage of maps is pretty much limited to the times when I'm staring at my phone where I can oversee a blue dot, that's me, moving from point A to point B, but to the more sophisticated, maps represent a tool to find answers and solutions to big questions. In Philadelphia, almost 400 academics, students, and programmers are part of the meetup group GeoPhilly. They use geographic data to hack civic problems.
I work for a company called HealthCore down in Delaware. We do medical research for insurance companies.
This week, they got together for pizza and to talk about public health. Sarah Cordovano is one of the organizers.
The Open Data Movement, which is a movement that encourages cities to release a lot of their data sets, gives researchers, citizens, data geeks like myself the opportunity to dig into these data sets. It can be a fun and easy way to try to put the pieces together to solve problems.
For example, Cordovano helped map the cost and time it takes to navigate the city when you've just had a baby and don't have a car.
There's a lot of appointments that women need to go to after they give birth. And if they already have a few kids and don't have childcare, it is very prohibitive for them to attend all those appointments. So it's easy for them to skip the appointments, which certainly has negative effects on the well-being of their baby.
So who would use a map like that?
Well, hopefully policymakers.
She says maps could help city officials decide where to open a new health clinic or suggest that the local food stamp office should be located under the same roof as the neighborhood daycare center. Reporter Tanya English met up with another GeoPhilly member, a map maker who tracks efforts to deal with the city's flooding and polluted water problems.
So green versus gray, right?
It's not really green versus gray. It's green and gray.
Green and gray refers to this. Philadelphia is spending millions to upgrade its aging sewer system, the underground pipes and huge storage tanks that nobody ever sees. Experts call that gray infrastructure. But there's also green improvements happening along the way.
In Philadelphia, when you flush a toilet, run water in the sink, or when it rains, all that water flows to the same set of pipes.
And this is all fine unless it's raining really hard.
Research scientist Michelle Kondo says untreated water backs up in people's basements or overflows into the street. Kondo works for the U.S. Forest Service, but her field station is in the middle of downtown Philadelphia.
Before we had cities and all this pavement and concrete, the earth was pretty good at managing stormwater, right? The rain fell and it was routed, you know, underground or into rivers. And we people have sort of fouled up the system.
Several years ago, the city started greening, adding parks, rooftop gardens, and plants to sop up some of that excess water before it becomes a problem. There are now dozens of green stormwater management projects all across Philadelphia, and Kondo is using maps to figure out if those improvements make a difference to public health.
There's this idea out there that green space is good for us. It helps our mental health, it helps our physical health, our ability to concentrate, bring our stress levels down, and that it is a preventer of crime or our fear of crime. So we have this idea, but largely has been unproven.
Kondo draws a big circle around each site, then adds data on the health of the people who live nearby. From surveys, she can tell which areas have elevated rates of high blood pressure or cholesterol problems. She also maps crime statistics for each neighborhood: assaults, burglaries, drug possession.
So I'm looking at, you know, how many crimes were there in year one, in year two, in year three, in year four, and then the project was built in year four, and then so how many were there in year five, in year six, in year seven, and so on.
Kondo created a bunch of different maps, then animated them to make a movie.
I will start the movie and you'll be able to see green dots pop up.
As green sites get built, you can watch on the map as red hotspots of narcotics crimes shift. A picture starts to emerge. Over a decade or so, there's as much as 27% fewer narcotics possessions near the green projects, compared to control sites that received no improvements. Paynes Park is one of the places that got the green treatment. It's near Martin Luther King Drive, not far from the Art Museum.
This area was known to be a problem area for criminal activity in the city. Let's go look along the fence line to get a feel for what this area looked like before it was transformed.
A couple of years ago, the whole site seemed abandoned with lots of bare earth and construction debris piled up. The skate park and the bike trail are popular, but Kondo brought us here to see a 25-foot trench called a bioswale. It sloped to let rainwater slowly soak into the ground and to prevent surface runoff. Trees and shrubs are planted at the bottom of the trench.
The leaves and the root system of these plants play an important role in what we call intercepting the rainwater.
Each species was specially picked, but Kondo can't exactly say what kind of plants these are.
I don't know. I'm sorry. I'm not an arborist or even a landscape architect.
Or a forest ranger.
Or a forest ranger. No.
She is a map maker and a data cruncher who says this about Philadelphia's green improvements.
Now we can say there are also public health benefits as well.
Is that public health benefit or is that a public safety benefit?
I would say that safety and crime count as public health.
Kondo didn't find strong evidence that urban green projects reduce people's stress or drive down blood pressure. But she says green improvements do signal that the community cares about a place.
Criminal activity will not be tolerated in these spaces.
Even if you're not convinced that reducing crime counts as improving health, Kondo's a believer. And federal health officials seem invested, too. The mapping project is partly funded by the National Institutes of Health. For The Pulse, I'm Tanya English.